laws, federal, state, and local. The most important and often most overlooked aspects of managing a property are the legalities involved in dealing with both your potential residents and those that already reside in your property. Like a snake in the grass, legal issues can come up and bite you before you even see them coming. I've been managing properties for over 20 years, yet I never presume to know every law and rule. I work with professional attorneys who have been essential to my success. I defer to their expertise. A lot of investors don't think that they will ever really have need for an attorney or that they will face any legal issues regarding their property. Don't be fooled into believing this. If you own rental property, the chance that you will run into legal challenges is very high. It may be something as simple as eviction of a resident, or it might be something more serious, like a lawsuit brought against you by a resident. By way of example, ask yourself this. Do you know your state's Landlord-Resident Act? Would you even know where to find it? Even seemingly simple procedures can become major issues if you handle them wrong. For instance, if you need to evict a resident, how many days' notice do you legally have to give in your state? How does that notice have to be delivered? What are valid reasons for evicting someone? If you don't know the answers to these questions, you could be in serious trouble. If you are planning on managing your own property, it is imperative that you find a good lawyer for your team and actively take part in educating you and your staff, should you have one, on the laws of your state and locality. That being said, there are some simple and practical things you can immediately do as an owner to protect yourself and your investment. A solid lease. A well-drafted lease is essential for your protection. A majority of people have leases that are simply too short. Remember, if it's not in the lease, it doesn't exist. For instance, if you don't have a clause in the lease that says your resident isn't allowed to have pets, you can't go back and tell them to get rid of their dog. The lease has to specify that before they move in. If you don't have a solid lease for your properties, you are heading for trouble. I encourage you to contact a local attorney and work with him or her to draft an acceptable document. It's important to realize that laws are different in various states and localities. You need a lawyer that specializes and works in real estate law in your area. They will be an expert on the local laws and can make sure you meet the needs of your property in the area that it is in. Document everything. When it comes to interacting with your residents, clear and precise communication is the key. On my properties, we keep resident communication logs. No matter the nature, we write down the details of a conversation with a resident and have them sign the log, agreeing that the details accurately reflect the conversation. This will save you a lot of grief down the road. Here's a great example of how effective communication logs can be. One of my properties has garages that can be rented for $100 per month. Our policy is that you can add a garage to your lease even after you have moved in, but you cannot remove it until your lease expires. Recently, a resident who had added a garage to his lease wanted to have it removed because he wasn't using it anymore. At first, he made a big stink and was yelling at the manager, but the manager was able to calmly pull the resident's file and show him the communication log with his signature that clearly stated he was informed when he rented the garage that he couldn't take it off the lease. Time and time again, documentation saves the day and diffuses a potentially explosive situation. In addition to a resident communication log, you will need to have any number of state-specific legal notices on hand. These would include things like eviction notices and notices of breach of lease and policies. The laws regarding legal notices vary from state to state, so you need to be sure that you get the property forms from your attorney. Handing a resident the wrong form for an eviction notice can negate the entire process and cost you more money and time. Know when to fold them. One of the hardest lessons to learn as a property manager is when to swallow your pride and let a resident win a battle. If a resident is willing to go to court to dispute $200, it will cost you $1,500 in legal fees just to get it. Sometimes settling differences outside of court will save you a lot of money, even if you know you are right and can win. If you rent to low-income and government-assisted residents, you should be especially aware of this. low-income residents generally qualify for state-sponsored legal assistance, so there is no incentive for them not to fight you in court. They have no money at stake, but you do. Even if you win in these types of cases, many times you lose. A majority of the time, a resident simply won't have the money to pay you despite a verdict, and you will have racked up hefty legal fees.